North Texas Congressman Joe Barton announced today he won't seek another term next year. Marks an end to the Ennis Republican's three-decade career in Washington. He faced a growing chorus of calls for his resignation after a nude picture and a sexually charged exchange were made public. Barton is the most senior member of the Texas congressional delegation, but as KEI's Christopher Connolly reports, his long tenure didn't stop the scandal from ending his career.
Joe Barton's fall from grace happened quickly. Last week, a nude selfie rumored to be from Barton began circulating on social media. The congressman apologized for the photo and said he sent it to a woman that he was dating. This week, local GOP leaders began calling for Barton to resign. Then, on Wednesday, the Fort Worth Star-Telegram published Facebook messages from 5 years ago between Barton and an Arlington GOP precinct chair. In the messages, Barton asks if she's wearing underwear and made other sexually charged comments.
Well, I think that's a good thing that he is not going to run again for re-election. I still think he hadn't quite gone far enough.
Tim O'Hare is the chairman of the Tarrant County GOP, and he's been calling on Barton to resign. He doesn't think anyone should be in Congress as long as Barton has, and says the scandal certainly created a political problem for North Texas Republicans. But ultimately, O'Hare says his call for Barton to quit was moral, not political.
We should be able to look to these men and women and tell our sons and daughters that this is someone to emulate, this is a role model, and we've just gotten so far away from that as a country. Enough's enough.
In a statement announcing his retirement, Barton didn't mention the scandal. He said it was an honor to represent his district for over three decades, in which he estimated he'd cast more than 20,000 votes. During a conference call with reporters, Texas Senator John Cornyn said he respected Barton's decision to resign and called Barton a friend.
Well, I've known Joe Barton for a long time, and he has served his constituents ably for more than three decades in the House of Representatives.
Barton served for years as an influential member of the House Energy Committee. Jim Riddlesberger, a political scientist at Texas Christian University, says Barton has been perhaps the biggest defender of oil and gas in Congress. And when the Tea Party caucus rose to power in Washington, Riddlesberger says Barton joined them too.
I'm not aware that he's created much legislation, but he certainly has been a reliable vote for conservative causes in virtually all the legislation that has come through Congress for the last third of a century.
Riddlesberger says Barton was first elected in 1984 as part of a wave.
He was the kind of a young, energetic voice of the new Republican Party. And that generation of Republicans that was the first generation that, of course, dominated Texas politics up until that time, Texas was dominated by Democrats.
UT Arlington political scientist Rebecca Dean says Barton's always been a bit out of step with the mainstream Republican insiders in Washington.
I don't know if I'd say outsider. I would just sort of say cantankerous. He hasn't necessarily had the smoothed corners, rounded corners that might appeal to a national establishment Republican Party.
Dean says she's not surprised to see how quickly Barton went from a conservative in step with his conservative district to persona non grata. She says the flood of high-profile sexual misconduct accusations against powerful men probably played a big role in turning the tide.
I know of many, many people who are strong party supporters, who work for the party, who will go out and knock on doors and all of that stuff, who definitely were calling for his resignation. And they'll say, you know, I like the guy. He was good for our district. He was good for our constituency, but he's bad for our brand now.
A handful of Democrats and Republicans have already filed to run for Barton's seat. And with the filing deadline still more than a week away, a newly opened spot is sure to draw more challengers into the race. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.